I am Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. An article written by attorney Kevin Mark Smith called We the People, dated winter 2015, printed in the old Schoolhouse magazine, serves as a Christian establishment illustration. As a fellow attorney who does not define law outside the context of Scripture, I am compelled to correct Mr. Smith. First, he takes issue with how judges are shoehorning law into the Constitution, going against the people. Appealing, though, to the masses, or the people, is a logical fallacy, argumentum ad populum. Second, Mr. Smith takes issue with how the courts use penumbras to find constitutional rights, such as those relating to birth control, the family unit, abortion, and homosexuality. But Mr. Smith undermines his own argument in that he never defines rights. A right is a duty owed to God. Our duties owed to God are found in Scripture. Third, Mr. Smith takes issue with how judges overturn case law and in so doing disrespect their forebears. But why is that the issue? What if our forebears were humanists? If they were, I'd have no problem with case law moving towards conformity with biblical case law. Finally, and more fatally, in regards to the Supreme Court recognizing the right to homosexual conduct, Mr. Smith writes, simply put, history is against the acknowledgement of the right to engage in homosexual conduct, period. But when courts don't care about precedents, such history, legally and otherwise, is irrelevant, end quote. But history is not the anchor to rights. God is. The reason there should not be acknowledgement of homosexual conduct is that it is a sin. If something is a sin, it cannot be a right. Mr. Smith should know that if he knows what a right is. Mr. Smith's whole article is fallacious, and the reason why is he relies on how case law is supposed to be consistent and binding. But unless you're referring to Exodus and Deuteronomy, case law is not self-authenticating. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.